BFBS, the Forces Station. The Nathan Sykes Music Special.
Hey, I'm Joe Carden, and for the next hour, it is all about Mr. Nathan Sykes. We'll be chatting to Nate all about his time in one of the biggest boy bands of a generation.
By the time the band finished the first time round, I was still only 21. And I was looking around being like, okay, what now?
We'll find out what it was like for him to step out on his own.
The fact that people are choosing that song, it really means something to me.
And we'll hear all about his new album.
I think the difference between Ultraviolet and the first album is that there feels like there's an intensity to the first album. This album, you like very much feel like you can chill out and listen to it.
First though, should we get one of his tunes on? This is Kiss Me Quick on BFBS.
Hey! Okay! Is this what you wanted?
Woo! Okay.
Let's go! Maybe I've been searching through this crowd to maybe find someone who knows what I'm about, yeah. All these excuses, you're too settled down. So it's crazy what you got me doing now, yeah. Hold up, baby, you know you drive me crazy, and I want everybody. Giving everything, yeah. You got me hooked on your BDM. Wait a minute, before you go away, baby. Hold up, baby. You know you drive me crazy, and I. Make sure you're feeling that magic before you disappear. You got me, baby. You got me, baby. I'm down. Nobody's looking right now. Ain't no time messing around, but it won't take a minute. Baby, come kiss me quick. Let's set something right here.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Joe Carden. Hello. Mr. Nathan Sykes is in the building. Yes,
hello.
Please.
Hello.
Mate, welcome to BFBS. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Well, thank you for coming in. We've got a lot to talk about. It's a busy one for you this year. You've got new album on the way. You've got new music for what's the best part of a decade. We'll get onto all of that new stuff in a bit. If you're all right with it, though.
Of course.
We can't have you in and not talk about it. Let's go back to the early days, to the Wanted days.
Yes.
What's it like sitting here in 2025 knowing that you are part of one of the biggest boy bands of a generation? Do you still kind of pinch yourself?
It makes me feel old, if I'm honest. I think it's really nice. I think we had a really sweet moment, very much paved the way by JLS. And then One Direction came along and ended both of us, really, us and JLS. But I think it's lovely to be in amongst those really massive bands. And yeah, it was a privilege kind of putting our own little spin on it and having a lot of fun as well.
And, you know, you joke about feeling old and stuff. You guys were kids when it was really kind of in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Do you think you really grasped at the time how much of a big deal it was?
I didn't grasp how young I was, I think. I was just going along with it. I was like, yeah, this is fine. But the other guys were 21, which now, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, they were kids. But they felt so old to me because I was 16. So really, I was probably a bit young. But it was an experience, and it was like my university.
Do you think it's kind of a perspective thing? I mean, I don't know about you. Even nowadays, I still look at people and go, I'm not a proper grown-up. When's it going to hit me?
Yeah.
Do you still feel that?
Yes, but I'm getting married soon, so I think that's going to be the moment it hits me of, oh, I need to get my life together.
That's a grown-up commitment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a proper, like actual commitment. And for someone that's been scared of commitment for a really long time, it feels like a real adult move, which is exciting. But I think it's strange looking back, because by the time the band finished the first time round, I was still only 21. Mm. And I was looking around being like, okay, what now?
You're in control, pressing pause on my heartbeat. Someone stole all the air, so I can't speak now. I know the chase is on. I feel as though my time has come. How many times do I fly through your headspace? Now we're speeding away from a safe place. Yeah, your skin, the touch, the kiss, the rush, too much, and here it comes. When your lips touch mine, it's the kiss of life.
I'm Joe Carden. Cheers for getting BFBS on today, wherever you find yourself around the Forces world. Nathan Sykes is here. Hello, mate.
Hello.
The Nathan Sykes Music Special.
Take control of me.
BFBS, the Forces station.
Feels like at the moment music's very different to how it was when you and the boys were kind of big in the charts as a band. It felt like it really was kind of, it's cheesy, but battle of the boy bands, battle of the girl bands.
Yeah.
Do you think there is this kind of place in 2025 for traditional girl band, boy band type pop stuff? Are we kind of missing that at the moment?
A little bit. There's obviously like amazing K-pop bands that are still a very modern take on boy bands and girl bands. And they're also fantastically talented as well, which is, it makes us look like awful. Because like all the amazing like routines and the production and things like that, it's like, wow. I think there's definitely a space, and I think people really warm to it as well. I think especially the younger generation are missing that, but there are some really good boy bands coming up. There's a great one called Absent Mind, and they're fantastic. I went to watch them live a few months ago, and they're superb. They're all really talented kids, so it's lovely to see the next generation coming through. Whether we'll get another band as big as One Direction, it remains to be seen. But I suppose it's like back in the day being like, are we going to get a band as big as the Beatles? Like that's how big One Direction like they were, like insanely successful.
Well, it's interesting though, because there would have been points for whichever band you were in at the time, whether it be, you know, your 1Ds, whether it be your Wanteds, whether it be, you know, your Saturdays, your Lawsons, all of those kinds of types. I'm sure you were all looking at each other. Was there ever a moment where you went, oh, do you know what, if I had my time again, I'd have loved to have had a go at being in that band?
Yeah, One Direction.
Would you?
Which
1D boy do you think you'd see yourself as? Do you think you'd fit into that mould, or would you bring something kind of different?
I'd be an additional sixth member. And I also wouldn't have a mortgage, which would be cracking. Wouldn't it be lovely? Imagine. I'm convinced there nearly was a moment where I think, had I chosen a different path, because when I got offered the Wanted, I was also speaking to Sony, and they were putting together a boy band. And that could have been a pathway, but you never know. It's like the red pill, blue pill setup. But it's the same with solo deals at the time when I was 16. It was on the day where I just decided which deal to take, there were four deals on the table. Two bands, two solo deals. And I always said I never wanted to be in a boy band. Mm. It wasn't for me, but something just in my gut was like, go with a band. And I was like, really? I was like having a conversation with my gut, being like, no. And he was like, no, trust me. Like,
did you do the voice of the gut as well?
Yeah.
What does your gut sound like?
Probably like Ian McKellen. Sir.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Sir
Quite
Ian
a distinguished,
McKellen.
Wise gut.
Yeah, which makes my normal voice sound stupid. Like when you have a very like intelligent voice going, you're like, oh yeah, I should listen to that voice, and that makes you follow your gut, I guess.
Bless you. Well, it only feels right to finish off this part by getting on some Wanted tunes. Personal favourite from your time with the band, if we could play any Wanted song right now, what would it be?
Glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. Cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand you another drink, drink it if you can you spend a little time is slipping away from us, so stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
Make make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. Stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
It's BFBS, the 40 station. You're on with Joe Cards and Nathan Sykes in the studio with us. Nath, we talked about the work with The Wanted. Let's move on to kind of the next step of your career, that start of solo stuff. Mid-2010s, band calls it a day. Yeah. What was it like kind of stepping out on your own after having that safety net of the guys around you?
I was really ready for it. Yeah. We were just at war constantly with the label and management. Mm. There were so many big personalities and everyone had a different idea of what the band should be. So I think we were all kind of looking for a break. So when that decision was made, it felt like a bit of a relief. So I was like, right, I need to start writing songs. And yeah, just got in the studio and started to try and find what my sound would be, which took a minute. And I think looking back on the album, I was so determined to prove to people that I could sing. Because like when you come from a boy band, it's very easy for people to be like, oh, they're not talented and all this sort of stuff. So I wanted to write everything myself, and I wanted to really prove the point that I could sing.
And when you say you were kind of finding your own sound, obviously you would have been looking at people around you. Mm. Who was kind of the artist you were taking inspiration from?
I listened to like really old music. So I was listening to like a lot of Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, a lot of like Frank Sinatra and like
real like kind era. Of soul yeah. and heart to it.
Yeah, and I really love music that means something, and I feel like that was missing a little bit from pop music, I guess, because yeah. I think whenever you hear kind of like that big band sound, I think people sometimes use it, or they misuse it maybe, should we say. So I really wanted to take that seriously and try and incorporate that into my sound, but still managing to keep it a pop album.
So from that first album then, what tune would you say was the one where you really went, yeah, I think I've nailed it, this is my sound, this is what I would want to represent me?
Over and Over Again, because it was the breakthrough moment at the end of the album. So Kiss Me Quick came quite early on, that had the big band kind of sound, and I was like, okay. There's a great record on the album called Twist, which is very like Motown influenced. Mm. And then that led on to Famous quite quickly, and then I didn't feel like I had like the moment on the album, and I sat there listening to it, and I ran it later. I said, I need a trip to LA. And they were like, yeah, of course you do. And I was like, no, I do. I need to, I'm going to go to LA and I'm going to write a love song. Mm. And they went, right, okay. And they were like, why LA? I said, because I'm going to write it with Harmony Samuels, who's incredible. He worked a lot over that album, and he's an amazing producer. And went there, wrote Over and Over Again, rang the label and said, I'm done, I'm coming home. And they were like, you've been there 2 days. I was like, I'm still jet lagged, I'm coming home. And they were like, right, is the song good? I was like, yeah, it's all right. And I think that was the breakthrough moment for me, because that has allowed me to connect directly to people. People are using it as their first dances, and walking down the aisle to the song, that's really special to me, because it's an honor, because there's so many amazing love songs that people can choose from. And the fact that people are choosing that song is, yeah, I'm very, very grateful to everyone, and it really means something to me.
Well, let's get it on. This is Over and Over Again. It's BFBS.
From the way you smile to the way you look, you capture me. Unlike no other, from the first hello, yeah, that's all it took. And suddenly, we had each other, and I won't leave you. Always be true. One plus one, two for life, over and over again. So don't ever think I need more. I've got the one to live for. No one else will do, and I'm telling you, just put your heart in my hands. I promise it won't get broken. We'll never forget this moment. Yeah, we'll stay brand new, 'cause I love you over and over again. Over and over again. From the heat of night to the break of day, I'll keep you safe and hold you forever. And the sparks will fly, you will never fade. 'Cause every day gets better and better, and I won't leave you. Always be true. One plus one, two for life. Don't ever think I need more. I've got the one to live for. No one else will do. Yeah, I'm telling you, just put your heart in my hands. I promise it won't get broken. We'll never forget this moment. Yeah, we'll stay brand new, 'cause I love you.
BFBS, the Forces Station. It's Joe Carden with you. Nathan Sykes is here. Hello, Nathan. Thank you for sticking around.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
If you're comfortable with it, I know it's a bit of a heavy one. I'd like to take a little break to talk about Tom.
Yeah.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, of course.
So obviously, you know, to fill everyone in, the cancer sadly took Tom in 2022, right? Mm. You are right now, Nathan, talking to a military audience. You are talking to people who know what it's like to lose friends, colleagues, brothers.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is that sort of connection that you had with not only Tom Parker, but all the lads in the band.
Yeah.
How did you and the rest of the guys kind of rally around and support each other when the time actually came?
You know what? We just wanted to be there for Tom. And obviously, when he rang and said he wanted to tour, we were like, mate, whatever you want. So I literally scrapped an album to be able to do the tour. And I was like, that's not important. Time is precious. Everything else needs to stop. So we did the tour, and he very much was driving it, and we were like, mate, whatever is comfortable. But even from the first time we saw him on tour, because he missed the first few dates because he was having treatment, when he arrived, it was quite a shock. He'd got kind of more poorly. And then when he had taken into care towards the end of his life, we had the call. So we all went down just to be there for that last kind of 5 days or so. And it was a real privilege to be there.
Do you think you kind of learned anything maybe about yourself or the way that you cope with things in dealing with the aftermath and trying to pick yourself back up when he did pass away?
I struggle with emotion. I don't do emotion. I don't really kind of understand it. So it's a natural defense mechanism to kind of completely block out all emotion. So I remember being very much like, right, okay, right, what he's doing? And that is a defense mechanism, or a lack of understanding of emotion, which I'm kind of at peace with now, I guess. But I learned that in that situation, I try and pick everyone else up or try and take on things. I'm like, right, they're not able to do that because I struggle understanding emotion. I'm going to do what they can't do. So I'll just be kind of skating around, kind of just picking up the jobs that I'm like, they don't want to do that. So I that's what I learned about myself and kind of accepted that a little bit more. And I think I also learned that I grieve through writing. So that very much was my outlet. And I went to the studio and I was like, I need to write happy songs. And that's where the start of Ultraviolet kind of began, in terms of like feeling the like the happier side of the album. It was actually written when I was very much grieving.
Well, I think it would be nice and only right to finish off this section by playing a song for Tom, a particular favourite of his from the Wanted collection. What can we get on?
Oh, Gold Forever.
Say my name like it's the last time. Live today like it's the last night. We won't need to cry, but we know it's alright, 'cause I'm with you and you're with me. Butterflies, butterflies, we were meant to fly. You and I, you and I, colors in the sky. We can rule the world someday somehow, but we'll never be as bright as we are now. We're standing in a light that won't fade. Tomorrow's coming, but this won't change, 'cause someday
Forces Station.
Have you seen that girl? Have you seen her? She can't sing, she can't dance, but who cares? She walks like Rihanna. She can't sing, she can't dance, but who cares? She walks like Rihanna.
Have you seen that girl? Have you seen her? With the way she moves, you wanna kiss her. She'll be the girl of your dreams if you can close your eyes. Whoa.
You can feel that beat when she's in the room. You can feel your heart going boom, boom. And all the boys, they crowd around. She can't sing, she can't dance, but who cares? She walks like Rihanna. She can't sing, she can't dance, but who cares? She walks like Rihanna. She walks like Rihanna.
So, Nathan Sykes is with us. We'll come on to your new stuff in a second. The first single, Butterflies, it's got a very kind of intimate singer-songwriter style to it. I know that you've explored that in the past. Like you say, you've explored your kind of jazz and a bit more soulful side. You've done the pop stuff with the boys. However, what I always really love doing with artists is kind of giving that freedom to let them go, let's be a little bit kind of wacky for a minute. If there was any genre in the world completely out there that you'd think, do you know what, I might not be good at it, but I want to have a crack at it, what would you want to have a go at that's
classical.
Completely different? Really?
Yeah.
Do you listen to classical in your free time?
I listen to things that are dramatic. It would just be mad. Like when I had vocal surgery in like 2013, I then had to relearn how to sing, essentially. And the amazing person who taught me, a lady named Alison Sutton, essentially all the technique that I learned was operatic, because that kind of gave me the grounding of vocal technique. And with that has allowed me to kind of explore different genres.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Nathan. We're actually going to put your money where your mouth is. So if you're up for it, I'd like to play a little game that we call the remix.
Okay.
What I have got is a collection, four songs from yours, from the Wanted's back catalogue, labelled A through D.
Okay.
You're going to pick one of these at random.
Yeah.
You're then going to pick a number between 1 and 4, which is a different musical style.
Great.
I mean, I'm looking at the list here. I've got everything from like drum and bass, R&B. I've got some rock in there. I didn't come up with classical, I'll be honest, but
I was going to say it's a proper curveball that I threw in. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was going to say I was a little bit shocked by that. Thanks for the heads up. So, are you up for this? Can I ask you to pick a letter between A and D, first of all?
C.
C? Okay, I'm going to hand you envelope C. What song
Thank you.
Are you going to be giving us a few bars from?
Kiss Me. Oh, God, I haven't warmed up.
Is it the obvious one?
Kiss Me Quick.
So very big band style, very powerful vocals.
I really haven't warmed up.
For.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to do now. I need you, Nathan, to pick a number between 1 and 4 to determine the musical style we're going for here.
Let's go with number 1.
Are you absolutely certain?
No, that's made me nervous.
Are you no, I'm joking. Let's go with number 1. Let's see what you picked.
Oh, dear.
Get ready to say enter. You've picked old school UKG. Are you much of a garage head?
No.
No? No. Not your style?
Well, you
know. A little two-step, gun fingers in the air?
Yeah, but I normally don't remember it, so it's... Wow, okay.
So the challenge, if you're up for it, we're talking quite fast. We're talking like 130 BPM.
Yeah. Kiss me quick over the top of this, yeah?
Let's do it. Ready?
Right. Oh, I feel like I need a minute to get it in my head. I'm trying to find the key. Right. Where are we? Okay, bear with me. I'm putting my headphones on.
He's counting in. He's taking this seriously. I'll rate it.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm down. Nobody's looking right now. No time for messing around. But it won't take a minute. Baby, come and kiss me quick. Wait, I'm going again.
Go on.
Ooh, I'm down. Nobody's looking right now. No time for messing around. Won't take a minute, baby, come kiss me quick. Set time, feeling right here. Make this unforgettable, yeah. I think
Nathan Sykes, ladies and gents.
That was terrible, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Nate, that was big. Do you
know
what?
That's awful.
I'm seeing a sweet female attitude and Nathan collab. Can we make that happen?
I'm sweating.
Oh, bless you. We'll give you a break, we'll get a song and we'll get back to it after this.
I really believe in love. I really believe in love that won't die. But no matter how hard I try, I just can't make you realize. I've been here all along. When it comes to me and you, no spotlight on. Cause you always think that you can do better, better, better. But will you come? Would you call my name? Will you call me when I'm famous? When I'm famous, will you call my name? When I'm famous, what's a man gonna do to make you happy? Is it all about the fortune and fame? Would you care if they scream my name? If they did, I would still feel the same. I've been here all along. When it comes to me and you, no spotlight on. Cause you always think that you can do better.
Call my name. Oh, will you?
I'm Joe Carden. Cheers for getting BFBS on to say wherever you find yourself around the Forces world. Nathan Sykes is here. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Have you recovered from your musical
interlude? I'm still sweating. but we're good. We're good.
Let's relax you a bit. Let's talk new music.
Yes.
What is different about 2025, Nathan Sykes, compared to your kind of first go at solo endeavours?
Nathan 2025 knows exactly who he is now. And I've really accepted myself. And even like that, what we just did a minute ago, a few years ago, I would have been like, oh, no, I can't do that. But now it's like, just enjoy life and not kind of writing every song like your life depends on it. I think the difference between Ultraviolet and the first album is that there feels like there's an intensity to the first album. This album, you like very much feel like you can chill out and listen to it. Mm. And even though like some of the songs are kind of more up-tempo and more upbeat and happy, and it still feels like there's like a laid-back feeling to it. And I think that's due to where I am kind of personally. I think that's the change.
It's been really interesting kind of doing a deep dive into Butterflies, because as DJs, obviously, we get through so much new music. And 9 times out of 10, it's really kind of easy and obvious to be able to go, right, this person's taking inspiration from this or yeah. that. Going through Butterflies, all I can kind of see is there's maybe a little bit of a Miles Smith about you. There's a little bit of a Lewis Capaldi edge to you. Yeah. But it seems to be a real blend of lots of different kind of parts.
Yeah.
Was there anyone in particular that you look up to in music at the moment, or that you'd like to kind of do similar stuff to, or is it completely unique and completely your blend?
It's really interesting. I think there's some tracks on the album that, like, we were listening to Kendrick before we started making the track, and we were like, that big kind of sound, and there's a lot of brass at the start of that, and that's the influence there. And then like on another track we were listening to Arctic Monkeys, and then we then completely flipped that track, and that ended up sounding like an experimental kind of soul dance moment, which is really weird. So yeah. It's quite nice to have like a freedom when writing, and I think that's because I worked with a really small writing team.
If I had to put you on the spot and ask you, whether it be something from this album, whether it be something from the first album, even something you did with the boys back in the day, what's your favourite song to perform just for you? If it were just you and a microphone, what song would you belt out?
Kiss Me Quick is fun because we do it like really jazzy and there's a lot going on. There's a song on the new album called Time to Say Goodbye that I wrote before the tour with the band. Mm. I wrote it about 3 days before we started the tour. So we just lost my partner's granddad. And I knew that the time with the band and with Tom was inevitably coming to an end. So I had a session with Dave and Toby, and it was the first time that I met Toby, and I just went and just poured my heart out, and we wrote this song called Time to Say Goodbye. The journey on that song is, I think, really special. It was a really kind of strange moment, but yeah, I think it's going to be a show closer moving forward, which is really, really exciting.
It's not that easy when we've done nothing wrong, and I'm not even sorry, 'cause we had a moment and now the moment's gone. Try to be careful pulling the threads apart so we wouldn't get damaged. It's too much to carry the weight of our broken heart. It's time to say goodbye. It wasn't easy trying to slow the days. Every minute was fragile, but I can't imagine if we just walked away.
BFBS, the Forces Station. You're on with Joe. Nathan Sykes is here. Nathan, I know we need to let you go in a few minutes.
Good. Your sound.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to do something a little bit silly first. If there is one thing that I know musicians and our military lot have in common, it's the fact that food is a big deal, right? Yeah. Musicians, whenever you go to a show, you've got a rider in advance. You've got like meals and snacks. Yeah. You know, little bits and bobs you ask to have ready for you. And in the military world, well, we've not got an equivalent of that. But when you're out in the field, you have a thing called a ration pack, right?
Yes.
You've got your food ready to go. Nath, I'm going to hand you this.
Amazing.
Because in front of you right now, you've
thank
got
you so
a
much.
Sample menu, and I've checked it's the veggie option.
Oh,
I know,
thank you.
I know you're vegan. That's the closest we could get. But this is the essentially the menu della British military, right? Mm. I would like you to come up with your rat pack rider, your ration pack rider. So, could you put together a main meal, a snack, and a beverage that you'd be happy to have on your rider?
Well, vegetarian sausage and beans.
Oh, so you're going kind of all-day breakfast style?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a fry-up? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Flavoured drink powder sounds...
vague, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit suspect, if I'm honest. Oh, no, I would go for an energy drink. The lime flavour energy drink.
Yeah?
Drink powder. Yeah, that's... yeah, okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's not just... talk about it. I can't get you veggie sausages and beans because it's surprisingly a lot to prepare.
I was
going to
say, I did just try my arm there a little bit, didn't I?
What I have done, however, is I've brought our lovely producer Lily into the studio with a ration pack, essentially a breakfast offering, a porridge, a ready-made oats thing, which you simply add boiling water to.
Right, okay.
And genuinely, you do this out in the field. We'll put the video on social at some point. You can see it yourself.
Amazing.
So we are putting the boiling water into the package now. Can I interest you in giving it a little try?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Do a little taste test.
This is very exciting, and my future father-in-law is going to find this absolutely hilarious.
Is he Mill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, ex-military. He was on the Black Watch for 3 years. The one thing that hasn't left him is the timekeeping. It's to the second.
Yeah.
So that's where he's had to get some patience with me, because I'm an artist. You know, what is time? Time's a concept.
Yeah, it's a social construct. Nothing exists.
Yeah. Yeah, not in the military world.
No. Well, let's give it a try. How's it thickening up?
So this is vanilla, banana, oat, something.
Yeah, so essentially...
porridge.
Think porridge.
Lovely.
Think porridge. But maybe think less Dr. Oetker and more middle of a muddy field.
Okay, fab. I mean, it smells good. You know what? That's really nice.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Would you be interested in eating that on a regular basis?
Yeah, I'm going in for more.
Well, interestingly, there's a career where you can have this quite often. If you go get yourself signed up.
I wouldn't last 5 minutes.
No?
No! And, well, for a start of mathematics, so I'd get thrown out. there is the highest levels of respect. But this food, I'm all here for it.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get a song on while we let you chow down on that, because you are genuinely enjoying it. This is BFBS.
I'm better. So much better now. I see the light, touch the light. We're together now. I'm better. So much better now. Look to the skies, give me life. We're together now. We've only just begun. Hypnotized by drums. Until forever comes, you'll find us chasing the sun. They said this day wouldn't come, and we refuse to run. We've only just begun. You'll find us chasing the sun. Oh, 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 oh. Chasing the sun. You'll find us chasing the sailors fading. We're gonna play in the dark till it's golden again. And now it feels so amazing. Can't see it coming and we'll never grow old again. You'll find us chasing the sun. I'm never down. Lying here staring up. Down, I'm never down. Live forever, forever with you around. We've only just begun. Hypnotized by drums into forever comes. You'll find us chasing the sun. They said this day wouldn't come. We refuse to run. We've only just begun. You'll find us chasing the sun. The
It's BFES, the Forces Station. You're on with Joe. Nathan Sykes, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honour.
Just to finish it off, there's only really one thing we can do. Would you like to introduce your new song, Butterflies, on BFBS?
Of course. I'm Nathan Sykes, and this is my brand new song, Butterflies, on BFBS.
I get butterflies, butterflies, butterflies too. I get butterflies, butterflies, thinking about you. And it's no surprise, I get high on everything you do. Yeah. We'll never change, say we're forever, say that it is, cause baby you're my favorite, you're honey yeah, I crave it, and I love that you don't even know. I get butterflies, butterflies, butterflies too. I get butterflies, butterflies, thinking about you, and it's no surprise, I get high on everything you do. To the day I'm so alone, I savor the moments, the tragedy of every day. I pray with forever, I pray that it is. I might not always say, but you always look amazing. Imagination's running wild. I crawl into your heaven and the day.
Across the UK,
on the app,
and on your smart speaker.
Play BFBS.
This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.